is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Jesus me near the cross that oppressed shall find. If you have your Bibles, and if you don't, that's okay. We're going to have the word on the marquee. I got four scriptures that I want to just share, and then we're going to pull them together. First, Acts chapter 1, verse 14. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Acts chapter 1. Verse 14, and it says that they all met together and were constantly united in prayer, along with Mary, the mother of Jesus, several other women, and the brothers of Jesus. Now let's go to chapter 2 of Acts, verse 4. And it reads, and everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gave them this ability. And let's go down to verse 14, chapter 2. Verse 14 says, then Peter stepped forward with the 11 other apostles and shouted to the crowd, listen carefully, all of you fellow Jews and residents of Jerusalem. Make no mistake about this. And then if we go down to Acts chapter 2, verse 41, you'll find these words. Praise God. Those who believe what Peter said were baptized, and to the church that day, about 3,000 in all. You may be seated. I want to talk today, I know today is our youth Sunday, but I want to talk today about a God-honored church. A God-honored church. A God-honored church. We come today and we celebrate with the class of 1967. Amen. Of the mighty Peabody High School Warriors, War Horses. Praise God. Let's give them a round of applause. I was right before you all. I was in the class of 66. I didn't graduate from Peabody, but I graduated from John H. Martin High School there in Shrewsbury, Louisiana. But y'all colors were green and white. Our colors was orange and green. Amen. Praise God. So there was a connection there. Thank you for coming and worshiping with us, because I know, like Sister Sadie has already said, you could have gone anywhere else within the Alexandria, a Pineville area, but I am glad that you decided to come and worship with us on today. Now, there's a reason why I'm glad, because I know when it comes to high school reunions, praise God, especially when you look at some of those that have been some years, Sister Howard, it's good to come together. Amen. It's good to come together. You know why it's so good to come together? Because it gives us the opportunity, praise God, to see just how much we changed over the years. Amen. Not only that, praise God, it lets us know what it is that we have accomplished in life. Amen. And then for another reason why I'm glad, because it gives us the opportunity to reflect upon those fond memories of those classmates who have already gone on before us. Praise God. So let's give this class of 67, amen, a round of applause. But more importantly, we are here today to have church. I'm talking about, praise God, to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As I look back at that first century church, there's a lot of things that goes through my mind. That church did not have a B3 Hammond organ. That church did not have electric keyboards. That church did not have drums. That church did not have harmonicas. That church did not have electric guitars. That church did not have a big cathedral choir, praise God, that sang, amen, songs of Zion. That church did not have marquees so that they can look up and see what thus says the word. But you want to know something about that church? Praise God. That church was a church that found honor with God. Oh, yeah. And I know y'all looking at me. I know there's a bunch of local churches represented here. But do you realize that each one of you represent the church? So turn that to that church that's next to you. Yeah. Praise God. Maybe your husband, maybe your wife. Turn to that church and say, church? Are you a church? that God honors. Amen. Praise God. See, the reason why I had to say that, because if we look at a casual glance at that first century church, praise God, it reveals that that church was not perfect. And the reason they were not perfect, praise God, is because their membership was not perfect. Oh boy, I'm going somewhere. Well, people starting to get quiet on me. Praise God. You see, just like the church today, we were sinners saved by grace. Praise God. But the fact that we were sinners saved by grace, just like they were sinners saved by grace, that puts us in a unique position. Oh boy, amen. You see, I hear Brother Dixon, I hear some folks who said that I won't join the church because the church is full of nothing but hypocrites. Have any of y'all ever heard that saying? So I won't join the church because church is just full of hypocrites. And when I hear somebody say that, I be often want to tell them, say, well, if that's the case, you keep on looking. You keep on looking. You look for a church that you think is perfect. But when you find that one that you think is perfect, guess what? They are not going to even allow you to join because they don't want you to spoil that thing. And I heard another famous TV evangelist put it this way. He said, he just tell them, come on, join. When they tell him that I don't want to come to church because church is full of a bunch of hypocrites, he said, come on and join. One more hypocrite is not going to do anything. One more hypocrite is not going to hurt. Praise God. You see, there is a sense in which we should be grateful that the church is not perfect. Because it is imperfect, praise God, we have been received unto its fellowship. Amen. I came in here, man, I was a wretch. When I joined the church, I was a wretch. They made that song about me, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, that saved a wretch. They were talking about me. Praise God. You see, and because of its shortcomings, we are challenged to work together effectively as we grow in love and as we grow spiritually. You see, the church is not perfect, but it should be more perfect than what it is today. Somebody said, what do you mean by that? I'll make it plain. You see, I can be more perfect. You can be more perfect. What can we do? I can love more. Oh, I'm going somewhere. I can pray more. I can forgive more. I can fellowship more. Amen. I'm saying that we can be a little bit more perfect than what we are today. Praise God. Not only that, we can give more. And my God, one thing that we all can do, we can witness more. Amen. I told you to ask your neighbors, if you were a church that honored God, praise God, you asked the question. I'm going to give you some things that's going to let you know whether or not you are, in fact, a church that honors God. Praise God. You see, with all of its faults, the church of the first century years was marvelously blessed by God. It had no buildings. It had no organizations. It had no status. It had no printing press, electronic communication facilities to spread the gospel. It had no money, praise God. Yet, this small body of believers, came closer to winning that generation to Jesus Christ than what we have. Pastor who was scattered, it was men, women, boys and girls and children who were scattered. And those who were scattered abroad, my brothers and my sisters, they went everywhere. Isn't that what the text said? They went everywhere, praise God, witnessing. They were testifying, they were teaching, and they were preaching. And God richly blessed that church, praise God, and that church grew. You see, if every member of the church recognized that witnessing is every believer's task, praise God, and privilege, I believe, my brothers and my sisters, that we would see many lost souls, praise God, coming through the doors of every church in Pineville and Alexandria, praise God, trying to give their life to Jesus Christ. Amen. You see, if you look at Acts 2:4 again, it says, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with tongues. Let me see the people in here who have been filled with the Holy Ghost. Let me see the hands of those that have been filled with the Holy Spirit. If you ask Jesus Christ to come into your life, amen, it tells me that you have been filled with his Spirit. Amen. You see, the Holy Spirit does something for us that we can't do on our own. Amen. Praise God. Can I give you some things that the Holy Spirit does? I'm going home in a minute here. Praise God. You see, the Holy Spirit gives us effectiveness. Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, the Spirit of God gives me effectiveness. The Holy Spirit gives us boldness. It is the Holy Spirit who convicts sin. Praise God. It is the Holy Spirit whose word, praise God, that works on both ends. What do I mean by that? It works in you as well as it works in the person that you're trying to witness to. That's what the Holy Spirit will in fact do. The Holy Spirit gives us a radiance. It gives us a poise. It gives us a buoyancy, praise God, that will make our faith contagious and will cause others to desire the joy and the peace, praise God, that ours. So a God-honored church is one, praise God, that witness for my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I ought to ask a question here this morning, but I don't want to meddle in your business. When the last time you told somebody about Jesus Christ? Finally, and I get ready to close. Praise God, a God-honored church is a church which magnifies preaching. Oh my God. Amen. It's a church that magnifies preaching. You see, the climax of the Pentecostal experience of the early church is found in the words that's found in Acts chapter 2, verse 14. And look what it says. It says, but Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice. And look what he did. And he said unto them, you see, the Holy Spirit chose Peter, praise God, to preach the sermon on that great day. And praise God, he preached Jesus. He didn't get up and preach about a whole lot of foolishness. He preached Jesus. He glorified the cross. He preached with elegance. He preached with conviction. He preached with boldness. He preached with power. Praise God. He made definite demands. He presented the claim of the risen Christ.
He called the people to repent. He commanded believers to be baptized. And finally, he gave an evangelistic invitation. And if we read Acts 2:41, we'll find out after he preached, some 3,000 souls were added to the church. This was a church that honored God. It honored God with prayer. It honored God, praise God, by going out witnessing to others. And it sure enough honored God by magnifying preaching. You see, I am convinced that preaching today lacks the full effectiveness because it is not preceded by prayer, praise God, and witnessing of a spirit-filled church. We see in our text that when the 120 believers united in prayer, they began to speak, meaning that they began to tell others about Jesus. And when Peter finally got up and had to preach, his preaching was easy because the church had already gone into prayer. His preaching was easy because the church had already gone out and told men, women, boys, and girls that you need to come and hear the word about a man. Who is the man? He was a man, praise God, that was born back in a manger, walked a life, praise God, where he committed no sin. And then one day, praise God, they whipped him all night long, put a cross across his shoulder, marched him up a hill called Calvary, pierced him in his side, drove nails through his hands and his feet. And praise God, they stretched him out wide, lifted him up high, and my God, did he die. And he died for me just as well as he died for you. And because he died for me, I'm going to pray all times. I'm going to tell everybody about this man. And I'm going to continue to proclaim his word. There are some who tease us, some who ridicule us as being Baptist preachers, because we are always, when we get ready to close, we go to the cross. You know why we go to the cross? Because that's the celebration. Every time I've been to a game, whether or not it's a football game, basketball game, a baseball game, when the man gets up in the bottom of the ninth inning, you know what I'm talking about, Sister Pierre, and he hits a home run, and the team wins, everybody is shouting, praise God, because their team win. Every time you go to a basketball game, the score might be tied with 1 second left, and they throw the ball in, and as the guy catches the ball, throws it up to the goal, and it goes in. Everybody shouts. When at the football game, when the score is tied, you're down to the last minute. and your team got the ball, what happens when they give the ball to Kamara and he runs the ball in for a touchdown? Praise God, you go through the ceiling. Hip, hip, praise God. Hip, hip, jump up and shower. My team is just one. So when I get ready to close, when I'm preaching, I'm going to tell the old story about the one who went to glory, because he didn't run a football. He didn't shoot a basketball. He didn't hit a baseball. But you want to know what he did do? He died so that I can live. And because of that, I'm going to preach the word. I'm going to preach the word in season and out of season. I'm going to tell men, women, boys, and girls that the wages of sin is still death, but that the gift of God is eternal life through my Lord and my Savior, Jesus the Christ. A God-honored church. I asked a question to every church that was in here. Are you praying? Are you witnessing? Do you magnify preaching the word of God? It is through preaching of the word of God that will prick men's heart with the help of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There might be somebody here this morning. And you don't know Jesus as your own personal Savior. I'm going to ask that you come today while the blood is still running warm in your vein. He's a great God. He's a great God. How great! How great! Great is our God. How great is our God. How great. How great. Yes, it is. Of all our praise, how is He's a great God. How great is our God. How great. How great. Amen. Amen. First, give an honor to God.
being here, to our pastor.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4864.